Okay, hi. Welcome to my first episode of my podcast series. Now, I don't really have a topic because, for me personally, it's kind of hard to find a topic to talk about a lot. So I'm just going to be talking about more or less random stuff. I guess it'll be more like random stuff that happens to me in a week, maybe stuff about games I'm currently playing, who knows. And I just want to kind of start off this kind of series with actually doing something. So, okay, so I want to first kind of talk about more or less Christmas. Now, for me, like, Christmas break was really nice, and because for school it's like 2 days off. It's something, but it's not really enough. If school is really stressful and you finally want a break, it's 2 days. And once you really, it's the days that you really like start enjoying your break a ton, but that's the day it's over. And for this Christmas break, I actually went to Utah to visit my grandparents. Now, one amazing thing about that is they have a Razor, which if you don't know what it is, it's a side-by-side that is like extremely, I guess you could say, powerful. Like, it climbs almost anything. There's vertical looking rocks, giant sand dunes. And actually, quick story about that trip, when we went off-roading. There's a massive sand dune, like, take insert hill here, because that's a hill around me, kind of, but I mean, you might not be listening where I live, so you probably don't know, but it was, like, a massive, massive sand dune. Like, it looks like a cliff, and it has a two-foot, I would say, overhang on it. And this stock Jeep Cherokee went down it. And originally we're thinking they couldn't get up at all, but when we were going down, we saw them going up this one route. So we went down there and then we visited the Flintstone house, and we're in Sand Hollow, so yeah. But when we were coming back up, I mean, the Razor, it didn't struggle, but you could tell the hill it had to go up, it was a different hill, but the hill it had to go up was a big hill. I am amazed that a stock Jeep Cherokee managed to move up. And then he went up this massive, like, other hill, and it wasn't that, I guess it was kind of rocky. He didn't go as bad as what route we did, but I mean, 2 weeks earlier, he busted his front end on his stock Jeep Cherokee, which is amazing. And the fact that his dedication to still come back was amazing. But I mean, like, he took, like, a road to get there, to be honest. But, like, okay, it's not a road, it's like a trail, I guess you could say, versus we kind of went over some sand dunes. At one point, we kind of got stuck. Now, I will probably one day here soon be posting a GoPro footage on my YouTube channel. It's not going to just be, like, unedited. I'm going to try to edit it. It's just hard with podcasting, doing things in real life, school, and all that. There's a lot of things going on in my life right now, and it's really confusing. Like, so this night, should I play this game? Oh, wait, my friend wants to play this game. My other friend wants to play this game. Oh, I think I need to get a new podcast episode out this night also. It's really kind of confusing. And another thing I guess you could say about Christmas, and that really got me back into podcasting, is I got a microphone. Because the amazing thing is the clamp that clamps to my desk, like, that is really small, but it holds, like, this thing up. Now, the weirdest thing for me, and if you hear the noise right now, it's just because I'm adjusting the stand. Like, it's hard to find a way to put the stand how you want it so that the microphone can hear you good, because it's like, there's so much weird stuff, and it reaches a really far distance, so that's also kind of hard to figure out. And yeah, I actually, when I was at Utah, I got a Utah license plate, not like a proper, like, license plate, like something hang on my wall, because I have, like, so much things. Usually almost every year we'll go to Montana to ski or something, and I have, like, a Montana, like, because these are both, I mean, yeah, this is metal, and I have, like, a metal Montana thing that is like a black diamond trail called Montana. I don't think it's actually on Whitefish, which is where we go, but it just kind of shows that. And I also have a moose thing, so I guess this kind of adds to my collection of things I hang on my wall. And actually, I think I have a Confederate dollar. Also, if there's some moments that are weird in my editing, it's because the editing software I use is kind of, it has grid snapping, which I don't know how to toggle off, and it's really hard to find good editing softwares for me. And, like, I was using GarageBand before, but I prefer to edit on my computer because that's easier. Also, sorry if you think my ad is really long. It's like, I mean, it just, I'm trying to say this point on the screen. But yeah, fun fact, I actually, just after editing the ad, I'm recording this episode of my podcast. Another interesting thing about my mic is I play like Fortnite with my friend on my Switch just because it's easier on my Switch. And I'm curious if with my the wire I use for my headset will overpower the USB microphone I use. I'm really confused I'm just kind of curious on that front. But yeah, I also got a pellet gun, which since we like flew there, I can't bring CO2 on the plane, which is annoying, so now we have to order CO2, and yeah, I just low-key am worried if I ever like carried around my neighborhood, since it's modeled after a real gun, someone's gonna call the police, and then the police are gonna shoot me thinking I'm armed. Would I get money out of that, or would I die? See, the thing is, though, I think if I lived, I would be able to say I got shot with a gun. Which is really weird, actually, but, I think you could sue the police for shooting. Yeah, you could sue the police for could I? They at least cut a medical bill. Yeah, I would I would expect like at least a few $1,000 for being incorrectly shot by a police officer and barely living from a police officer. But, I mean, I don't think that will happen. I mean, like, I was walking one day and I saw someone, like, carrying an actual gun around, so I don't think they'll get arrested. I mean, I don't think they'll shoot me on sight, but, I mean, you never know. I've heard stories, similar incidents involving that. So, yeah. I guess the podcast is more about gonna be about me talking about random topics. Like, I literally sat here at my desk and like, I'm gonna edit this out, but like, I'll pause and just think of the next thing to say. I was just wondering something. Whatever site you're using to listen to this podcast, can you comment? And if you can, like, say on Spotify or something, do you think I could be able to see that? Because I don't have a Spotify account. I don't have like an Apple account. Well, I have. Not Apple ID, but like I don't have like an Apple subscription. I don't have like the only podcasting site I use is Anchor. So could I'm curious. Could I see my podcast in the wild? Could I see comments? I hope I can. If not, what if I like opened like a poll site thing? I might make like something. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think many people are actually gonna listen to this. I wonder. Okay, like do you think? Okay. If you are listening to this and you're not someone I know, are you gonna keep listening? This is a big question I have because on YouTube, I mean, I've got like, 32 views or something. But I mean, probably like one of those is probably myself. One of those is probably, actually, I don't think anyone I know actually watch my YouTube channel. I don't know. I know my friend actually had like 100 subscribers or something. Yeah, he had like 120 subscribers or whatever, and his channel got terminated. And most people are gonna probably go, oh, it's only 100. But yeah, like when you see a big YouTuber, it's like, is this easy? You just post a video, get like 1,000 views. It's more like post 20. It's really like hard. It's so confusing. And one thing I like about Anchor and using this is better. That, like I said in my the ad before this or after this podcast, I first episode I'm already have a sponsor. I just need 1,000 plays, which is a lot, definitely a lot. But then I get like $15, which with YouTube is 1,000 views, at least 1,000 views, or no, at least 1,000 subscribers, and then 4,000 hours of watch time, which is a lot. Especially because the hardest thing is, nowadays, I would say on YouTube, you have to post short, funny content. If you don't, I mean, yeah, like, say, like, PewDiePie or something, you post, like, a 20-minute Minecraft Let's Play. Everyone's posted a Minecraft Let's Play. There's tons of them. But since it's someone like PewDiePie, for example, he's a big YouTuber, and people like watching him, so they're gonna watch him, or, like, Dream or something, which I didn't, it does PewDiePie, I don't actually watch PewDiePie. He's, like, 1,000 views. But, I mean, I really don't watch him, and I don't watch T-Series either, which, do you guys think T-Series bought his, like, subscribers? I don't know, and I don't really care if he did, but, yeah, like, but if I were to post on, like, a YouTube channel, like, a 20-minute Let's Play, everyone is just gonna be like, hey guys, welcome back to this video. Like, you guys kind of, like, understand the quality. Well, I guess not the quality, since I would personally still be using the same setup, and most people are gonna expect that quality, and I mean, I used to do YouTube. I'm not gonna right now because I'm also really lazy when it comes to this. And editing is really, it's hard to, because I was using Filmora, or I didn't edit a video, I was editing something with Filmora. I'm like, this is really nice. Because I heard this is a free thing. It's not. I didn't get scammed. I just wasted like an hour of my time. It's more like 20 minutes. Filmora is actually really nice, but it costs money. which, I mean, I hate that, because, like, I almost considered buying it for some few editing projects. I didn't, but yeah. I mean, if you could comment, I guess comment if you want to see any of my, like, work. Not really work. I mean, I've done the thing for me is when it comes to, like, school projects, I had this, they did something on, like, the digestive system. Most people, like, wrote a few things. No, I made, like, a 3D model and did a voiceover. And when I was doing that voiceover, I really wish I had this mic at this point, because it's, like, that period was, like, the big period where I was doing a ton of voiceovers and stuff for school. Now, I don't know, because I have a really good, like, technology teacher who lets us kind of, like, I mean, I'm going to probably be working on Blender / podcasting, which, I mean, it's an option to work on podcasting in his class, which is a really nice thing for me. He actually kind of, Before, like, podcasting, okay. So, what's it like to it? I mean, I knew what podcast was, obviously, but I didn't know really too much about it. But, I mean, he showed us Anchor, which is a really good site, which I said in my ad, so I'm not going to say too much things or reasons why. I just really like the site. And, it, I mean, the app, site, whatever. I really like it for, like, the distribute to your podcast in places. Where most, like, I would have to buy a Spotify account. I would have to buy an insert account here, and I don't really listen. I mean, I definitely listen to music, but I have YouTube Premium, so I can just, like, download stuff I want to watch, like, online. I mean, I watch, off topic. I mean, there's no topic for my podcast, so, on topic, so. But, I mean, I've watched, like, animations, like, wolf animations, I guess you could say, in the past. And there's a few, like, series I really like. And, I mean, I just rewatch all of them, well, most of them from the plane. Like, there's just one series that, my first, like, watching it took me, like, 3 days, and I think I rewatched that series 3 times. Another series, I think I rewatched 4 times. Another one, like, 3 times, and another one 2 times. I mean, there's other ones, which I only watched, like, once, and, I mean, they're not bad. I mean, the animators obviously put a lot of work in, it just, I'm not too interested. Actually, there's one animator who, I mean, they had a really good series. I mean, they took like 90 hours to animate, which, yeah, I mean, they had a pretty good series running, and it was actually, like, updating current time, but they just became a streamer, which, I mean, do what works for you. Also, if my audio sounds really weird right now, it's because I was spinning around in my desk chair. So, yeah, I guess that's the end of the episode. Please watch my other episodes. I mean, I don't even know if they're up. I don't really have a schedule or a topic, which I know is really bad. It's just really hard to find a schedule that works with all the other stuff. And it's also really, really difficult to find a topic, because I had some other topics, but my kind of, like, I guess interests are changing all the time. And for some things, I don't want to do, like, research. Like, if I was did, like, news on games, I would have to do a ton of research, which most people would just call me lazy. And I'm kind of lazy when it comes to doing all that, because that's a lot of work to, like, go and research topics about a game, where it's like, I just want to play the game. I mean, like, yeah, I guess the games I'm playing right now, like, there's, like, I wanted to get back into Farming Simulator. I want to do 3D modeling on Blender. I want to do podcasting. I have a friend who wants to play Fortnite with me. I have two friends who want to play Minecraft with me. And I also like playing Roblox games like Arsenal. So I have, like, a lot going on in my life. And then I also have Pelican I want to shoot. And then I also have friends who, like, hang out in real life. So I am on top of school, which is, like, a lot of stuff. So that's probably why I don't want to make a schedule that I had to hold myself to. So whenever I want to upload an episode of my podcast, I can do that without feeling pressured, like, I need to upload an episode of my podcast now, which I like kind of having that functionality. So that's probably why I'm not gonna make a schedule. But please, if there aren't already, go and watch my other episodes, go and listen to my other episodes. You don't have to, I mean, obviously. So, yeah, I guess please watch my other episodes of my podcast. Yeah, bye. Search for your style.